This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
It's Valentine's Day, but if you have some bad blood with an ex and love Taylor Swift, a new pop-up could be for you. A bar in Chicago's West Loop is hosting a Taylor Swift-themed heartbreak bar all month. WBEZ's Indy Kara talked to some Swifties on opening night and brought us back this audio Valentine.
Electric Garden has been transformed into a Taylor Swift experience. Cardboard cutouts of Swift adorn the room, standing next to little photo booths so you can take pictures with her. Everything is cast in a red glow. Balloon clusters hang down from the ceiling.
Libby White, huge Taylor Swift fan, have loved Taylor Swift for years.
I'm Danielle Newman. I've only ever missed one concert, so I am a diehard, and I dragged my husband and two of our friends here to just really immerse in Taylor Swift.
Katie Sloka.
She pulls a detailed note up on her phone.
I listened to every single album and ranked them all and then ranked each song.
For the record, Sloka's favorite is Speak Now. And of course, behind the bar chatter, Taylor Swift comes through the speakers. Electric Garden owner Chris Johnston says event planning company Bucket Listers approached him with the idea for the heartbreak pop-up, and they figured, why not? Taylor Swift is the queen of breakup anthems, from Bad Blood to Better Than Revenge. She captures heartbreak like no one else. Plus, Johnston is a fan.
Everything I've seen about her and read about her, she seems absolutely amazing. Like, completely cool. It's such a good influence for people in general. Every time I'm playing baseball tournaments down in like Arizona, I still play. And if we lose a game, it's just a thing where I just start turning Shake It Off on for the entire team. Yeah. Just, you know, I get them all to shake it off a little bit, guys.
The bar opened to the public around 9 p.m. People started queuing up in the entryway, eager to see the space.
I like all the decor, all the like Taylor quotes, and then the songs obviously playing. I'm a fan.
I'm curious if there will be Taylor-themed cocktails.
There were, in fact, some Taylor-inspired cocktails, like The Style, a rosé punch with watermelon sugar, a little dig at her ex Harry Styles. They also had the Anti-Hero, an IPA from Revolution Brewing. I was personally a big fan of the Up All Night, a sweet, coffee-based drink. There were definitely some diverging opinions on Valentine's Day. It is a heartbreak bar, after all.
I hate Valentine's Day. I just think it's such an overrated holiday.
But Brittany Panza does love Taylor Swift. These two patrons felt better about the day.
I always love anything themed and Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is actually my favorite holiday.
And a few Swifties were kind of defying the whole heartbreak bar idea entirely. Katie Sloka, the one who ranked every album and every song, is here on a first date.
We met on Hinge. One of my prompts was I geek out on Taylor Swift, and she slid up and was like, oh my gosh, I love Taylor.
Despite the heartbreak theme, Sloka and her date Steph Luthen figured the pop-up would be a perfect first date spot because of their shared love of all things Taylor.
Usually Valentine's Day, it's a bit of a bummer. But I was like, this year, a little hopeful.
I can't say I was the most excited about Valentine's Day this year. Well, because I'm not in a relationship. But as I left the bar with the empowering breakup anthems of Taylor Swift ringing in my ears, I couldn't help but feel a little better too. Indy Kara, WBEZ News. We're all